We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Target Field. It is a stunning evening for a ball game. Jordana and Paul out at gate 34. We're inside the gate.
Come this is you. Not a coincidence, Jordana.
Oh, thanks for the weather.
One of the biggest skeptics in my life. You were doubtful yesterday. Yesterday was a kind of a cool, cruel, soggy day, and I said, the sun's going to come out. I know you never
listened.
Honey,
I was doubtful this morning because it was crappy this morning.
Well, yeah, but all the crap, the crud burned off, and we're left with a beautiful evening. And did you notice when we came walking into Target Field, you almost got beamed by a foul ball?
I did. Yeah, I did.
I think they were aiming for you.
I think so.
I think 20 points.
So they must be out there taking batting practice or practicing down on the field. We're here at Gate 34 saying hi to you. When you come to the game, come a little early. We'll be on the air from 5 to 5:30 as soon as the gates open up. But it's a great day and might be the only great day for the Nationals mashup.
Yeah, I'm worried about getting the games in. We'll see. I mean, I think Mother Nature is, in fact, a Twins fan, but it's going to be rough. I'll be amazed if they get the games in tomorrow and Thursday.
And that's tough because it's a National League matchup, and the Nationals are not coming back here. So we need to get these games in.
Yeah, it's gonna be hit and miss, mostly miss. But we'll see. You know, hopefully we dodge a bullet. But we're going to be talking to Dave St. Peter at 4:35, president of the Twins. A lot of questions down to the wire here.
We'll ask him about Buxton. We'll ask him about Pineda.
The injuries.
We'll ask about the weather. Yep. Yeah, we'll ask about everything. He's going to be joining us at 4:30 here on the Paul and Jordana Show. A couple of other interesting tidbits in the news today. What's trending for us, of course, us being here at Target Field. But then there's John Bolton. He's out. Not at the plate. He's out at the White House. Ultimately, he was the national security advisor in the Trump administration. And so why did President Trump fire John Bolton, who insists, by the way, he left on his own volition?
Yeah.
He says, it was me. It was my decision. But ultimately, White House insiders say a disagreement between Trump and Bolton over the president's decision to host leaders at the Taliban at Camp David appeared to be the last straw. Insiders say they got into a heated argument Monday night over the president's plan to host them, and Bolton did not back down. And I guess President Trump did not like that.
Yeah. The president said that he, quote, disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions, quote, as did others in the administration. And Bolton responded in a tweet of his own that he offered to resign Monday, and President Trump said, let's talk about it. And, of course, he followed through.
Yeah, no talking.
He's gone.
And you're out. So who knows what really happened? Who knows what it was really about? But it's just another one bites the dust. You know, Bolton was initially brought in to replace H.R. McMaster, partly due to his hawkish position on Iran. You know, he and the president were aligned on that. He supported Trump's exit from the nuclear Iran deal. But then he began to clash with the president on diplomacy in North Korea and most recently on Afghanistan.
Yet again, Afghanistan has been America's longest war, 18 years now, ever since the September 11th terror attacks. 14,000 troops from five bases across Afghanistan still deployed.
And the president campaigned on getting them out. He campaigned on bringing all the troops home. So we'll see where that
takes
us.
I don't know if anybody was prepared for the backlash once the news got out that there was even a chance that the Taliban, I mean, sworn enemies.
That's it. Those of us who lived through 9/11 know they're bad guys.
Would be showing up in Camp David. Mm-hmm. And so whether that was John Bolton's idea, we'll see. But he's no longer there.
No longer there. The other big trender of the day for us is the new iPhone. Did you get it yet?
No, I did not. It's not even available. Even if I wanted it, no.
Well, you are an early adopter. So as soon as the new thing comes out, you like to go get it, play with it, tinker with it. You do. You're a tech guy.
Look, the iPhone 1 was a no-brainer because it was revolutionary. There was nothing like it. Since then, the improvements have been incremental. And every couple of years, I delude myself into thinking, all right, well, it's the best camera is the one you have on you. And now mm-hmm. most of us take most of our photos with our smartphones.
For sure.
So you can sort of rationalize, well, it has a better camera, low light camera, okay, better selfies, eh. But it's getting to the point where, I don't know, is it worth it? Maybe if you haven't upgraded for a few years, it's worth it. The new iPhones capture better low-light images, mm-hmm. Wide-angle photos, near-professional videos. It has a new triple-lens system. And one of the things about the phones that's cool is that your phone becomes a wireless charger. You can charge devices by just resting them on the Apple logo on your phone. If you have AirPods, if you have the the wireless earbuds, mm-hmm. or even if you have the Apple Watch,
really?
You just rest it on the phone and it charges it.
But that must drain the phone battery.
Well, assuming your phone is plugged in, so you don't have to plug in multiple devices.
Okay. I thought it meant when you're out and about, if one's running low.
Right. And the Apple Watch, apparently, a little bit bigger. It doesn't switch off. The face is always turned on. And they've got some goodies, all kinds of health-related data that Apple up with the watch. Last year, there was a release. You could get little electrodes and sensors on the Apple Watch that turned your watch into an electrocardiogram. So it would measure your heart's electrical activity. Oh. It could detect, potential problems before they become actual heart attacks. So that's kind of cool. Now they're talking about measuring the quality of sleep. So as long as you keep your watch on when you're sleeping, it can diagnose, sleep disorders and maybe help you get a better night's sleep. Who knows?
Does it also roll over and kind of push your husband in the back when he's snoring?
Well,
it doesn't have that feature yet.
That's an upgrade.
You have to pay more for that.
It screams in several languages. And they also unveiled a bigger MacBook Pro and, again, this new generation of watches. So I don't know. The analysts are kind of like, meh.
Meh, right. Maybe stick with your own for maybe the next upgrade, unless you're due.
I think it's worth checking out. It's always fun going to the Apple Store
Absolutely.
And browsing, right?
Play with the new toys.
Yep.
Absolutely. Speaking of new toys, here at Gate 34, there's lots of things to buy. Here at Gate 34 at Target Field, they did something new this year with the renovation. They get to feature local vendors. Then the vendors change with every homestand, with every series. So we're going to have up next, Casey Johnson from Up North Trading Company. We're also going to talk about some delicious food that's here, some donuts. Talk to some of the vendors that are here at Gate 34. That's next from Target Field.
Paul and Jordana at Target Field getting ready for the Twins-Nats game this evening. Stop by and say hi.
Such a beautiful night out.
Yeah.
Perfect night for a Twins game. And might be your only one for the series because I know we're getting a little bit of rain.
We're getting a lot of rain tomorrow and Thursday. Today, by far, the best day of the week to watch baseball, to do anything outdoors. If you're on the cusp, right on the edge, hurry over to Target Field and soak up what should be an amazing evening. Great evening of great baseball.
Bring an extra bag because there's lots of things to buy at Target Field, and they're not just food related. Yes, have a hot dog and some Cracker Jack, but also visit the Up North Trading Company that is featured right here at Gate 34 in the fan-friendly area. Casey Johnson is the proprietor and founder of Up North with his brother, Up North Trading Company. And thank you so much for joining us on this here on the plaza.
Hey, Casey.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
So tell us about Up North. What makes you guys different, new, and exciting?
I would say, like, one of the biggest things that sets us apart from other clothing companies would be how comfortable our stuff is.
They have sweatshirts and t-shirts. They have hats. That's what we saw over there.
Yep, all kinds of clothing. It's basically stuff that you can kind of lounge around in up north or just relax in and be comfortable. And it's simple designs, good-looking stuff, good-feeling stuff, and stuff to be comfortable
in. How long have you been doing this, Casey?
We've had this clothing company for 2.5 years now.
And this is homegrown, right?
Yep, we print everything out of Rogers, Minnesota.
Okay.
Embroidery and screen print everything, and we make it all ourselves, and we sell online and at Dick's Sporting Goods.
At Dick's Sporting Goods,
yep.
That's where I've seen you, too.
All 10 locations in Minnesota.
Casey described it to us, like when you go up to your cabin and you just want to lounge around, you want to be as comfy, cozy as possible. And that is how all the fabrics feel. They're like butter. They're delicious. You just want to crawl inside of them. They're like a big wrapping yourself in a blanket in some of those sweatshirts.
Yeah, and we encourage everybody to come by, mm-hmm. whether we're here or at Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever, and touch and feel our stuff and feel how comfortable it is and how cozy it is and how soft it is. And, the general public just seems to grab onto that.
So Jor and I are always intrigued with a creation story. What got you on this path? Why are we sitting here today talking about up north?
Sure. Well, my main business that I own is a commercial screen printing and embroidery company. And my brother is a graphic designer and co-owner. And we kind of put our heads together one day and said, let's, you know, everybody goes up north. We go up north. We do our own thing up north. I go up and hunt and fish, and he does a lot more like hiking and camping and that type of thing. And we decided everyone needs their comfortable clothes to be lounging around in up north, and we had the means to produce it, and we thought we'd run with it. And it's turned out really well so far for us.
It's a tough business, though. It is a tough business. So how are you marketing? How did you get to be here at Target Field?
Well, there's definitely a little bit of luck involved.
a lot of luck, generally.
Hey, don't turn that down.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes you got to know somebody. And sometimes, you know, we've done events and shows, and sometimes the right people have just stopped by our booth, mm-hmm. and, you know, we get to talking, and it just kind of clicks.
I can tell you're passionate. You love what you're doing. And that's infectious. It's interesting. I found that many times people buy you, and they want that exuberance, that excitement, that passion. And so as you were describing, you know, the materials and the fabrics and how it's manufactured, I sense true passion. What keeps you guys up at night? What worries you? I'm just curious.
I don't know that a whole lot worries me. What keeps me up at night is I'm constantly working and producing stuff, as probably most entrepreneurs are. But
right. It's hard to get a break, right? I mean, it's hard to take a vacation. Sometimes downtime, mm-hmm. you become attached to the business, and it's hard to detach from the business.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, come on out and visit Casey at Up North Trading Company, which is, you can find at Dick's, of course, you can find online, but you can also find at Gate 34 right here at Target Field. I think it's a wonderful thing that the folks at Target Field are doing to feature local vendors. You know, you don't have a retail space of your own. I know you sell through Dick's, but a lot of these are young, struggling, you know, out-of-the-box businesses, and it's wonderful that the Twins have decided to feature. It used to be every series they would feature local businesses. Now, Casey, you're saying it's every homestand, so you get a little more time here at Target Field, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be here for the next 10 games, the last 10 games.
Marketing is always the biggest challenge, right? How do you break through the clutter the noise? How do you get noticed? I can't think of a better place to be noticed, to get people talking mm-hmm. about you, than right here at Target Field.
Yeah, exactly. The exposure here is phenomenal. I mean, just allowing that many people to see our product and see us is great.
And we appreciate the Twins for allowing that for the entrepreneurs here in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
We've got a little bit of breaking news here to tell you about, Twins related. Twins Byron Buxton will miss the remainder of the season. Checking out here, the Star Tribune. Oof. The Twins put Buxton on a 60-day injured list after he flew to California to have his left shoulder examined. Buxton suffered something that I can't pronounce, a dislocation of the shoulder, a subluxation.
Oh.
I'm no doctor, but I think that's what it's
called. No, thank you.
Basically, he dislocated his shoulder joint when he collided with an outfield wall in Miami on August 1st. His comeback attempts during a minor league rehab assignment with the Twins as a defensive replacement player and pinch runner were short-circuited by shoulder discomfort when he tried to swing the bat. And I know he's been in to run for a little bit, but according to the Star Tribune now, we'll talk to Dave St. Peter about this a little later, Twins Byron Buxton will miss the remainder of the season.
Well, that's disappointing news.
I mean, we
knew he was down and out, but mm-hmm. that's a tough break.
When we return, our dear friend Corey Heppala is going to join us. Today, his podcast launched. He is doing a podcast with his beautiful wife, Camille, about their three kids on parenting. So Corey's going to join us after the break to talk about his new podcast next. Parenting is
fun. Are you seeing the sign that I'm seeing, the booth next door? We're at
Target Field,
mm-hmm. Area 51.
No, Gate 34.
Oh, Gate 34, that's different.
Although Paul is mentally in Area 51.
Well, look, I'm easily distracted. You
Clearly.
See the sign? Here, lean over and look at this sign. It says, have a good poop.
Okay, so there's
leads us into
a great little store, pop-up store here called The Market, a modern way to shop for unique homemade goods. We're here at Area 34.
Now
you got me
sign.
Saying it. At Gate 34. So when you come to the game, you can buy a sign, if you choose, that says, have a good poop. And, you know, it's funny that you say that, Paul, because I listened to
That look good in the living room.
I listened to a new podcast this morning that was all about poop. And
really?
You know whose podcast this was?
Corey Heppala.
Corey and Camille Heppala. And he's joining us today, not to only talk about poop, but we will address it. Hey, Corey.
Hey, you guys.
Sorry for that intro.
That really consists about 95% of our discussions right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, when you're the parent, you have a 4-year-old and you have 2 3-year-old twins. And when you have a parent who's potty training, I mean, your life revolves around poop. And I'm sorry for that.
It does. So great progress today, by the way. Just significant progress within the last 24 hours. Our twins, who are boy girl. So our oldest, obviously, is potty trained. Our boy girl have been, they've been off and on, a little hot, a little cold. But within the last 24 hours, major progress. Our daughter now just like all in on that toilet. And then our boy yesterday, seeing her, is like, I'm not going to miss out. So now he's all in.
Nice.
But now this, I think we've now taken the next step.
Corey, I remember bribing our boys with Skittles. Mm-hmm. That, you know, if you poop in the potty, we'll give you a treat. Is that a bad idea to actually bribe your child?
Man, I don't know, but it's like whatever works best, I guess. We've not done
big borrow and steal, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've not done the bribing thing yet, but we had heard about putting like a Cheerio or something in there for a boy, because then they like to squirt it, you know.
Target practice.
Oh.
Yeah, target practice. But the boys were kind of easy in going potty. It's just been the next step, and it's just hard.
Yeah.
You know, and again, already too much poop talk. If you want more poop talk, you can certainly listen to Corey's podcast. It's called Hey, They Grow Up So Fast. And Corey, I listened to the pilot and I listened to the first one. This is a project you're doing with your lovely wife, Camille, and it launched today on WCCO.
It did. Thank you for taking a listen, Jordana. It's something we're really proud of. Camille and I have talked about for a couple of years on trying to do this project and to do the show, and I'm glad we're doing it now at WCCO. Everyone's been so supportive, and we've kind of ironed out and gotten the show exactly how we want it. We love the name, but it is more like we joke around about the things that we're going through as parents now. But really, we looked at it and we thought, as we're looking at podcasts and we look at the shows that are out there, I'm like, there's just not a market. There are no shows that are, you know, for parents about parenting, and not in this way. And this is just kind of our way to engage with other parents on particular issues that they're going through. Mm-hmm. And then also too, kind of breaking down that stigma, because it's cliche to say, oh, being a parent's the greatest thing that ever happens to you. And it is, it really is. But that's
some days it is. Yeah. There's lots of days it's not.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is like, it's hard too. It is hard in balancing work and life and career. And there's so many people out there that are doing those same things. It's kind of like a way for us to connect with other people too, and let other people know, hey, you're not alone. We're dealing with these same things, these same issues.
Corey, you go into parenthood with high expectations and kind of rose-colored glasses. All of us are guilty of that. You know, we want what our parents had. We want what our friends have. And as you said, there's no stronger bond than the bond you have with your kids, possibly with your spouse. But what has surprised you the most? What weren't you ready for as a father?
Well, I think now, you know, people will tell you that you know, you have a baby and it changes your life, and it does. But I don't know about what it's like for mothers, but that infant stage for dads is really difficult. And you just, you know, you're like, okay, I know I love this human, but also too, like, there's just nothing there. You know, they're basically, you're just, all you're trying to do is get them clean, get them fed, and get them to bed. That's kind of it. And I think, you know, as our kids have gotten older, just the relationship, and I've got, you know, as a dad, and Camille's the same way as a mom, but we're very hands-on, very active in our kids' lives, and so balancing everything. And now you start to see that, like, our oldest is at pre-K, and I go to pick him up at school, and I open the door, and for instance, like yesterday, I open the door, and he sprints to the door, and it's like the happiest thing in his life to see his dad pick him up at school, and it just makes my heart melt, you know? Like, those are things you hear other people tell you, but you can't really even understand the feeling until you become a parent, I guess. It's just like, oh my gosh, I just want to bottle those moments, you know?
Yep.
So tell us more about the podcast. Are you going to have guests, or is it mostly you and Camille?
Well, it's going to be, it's going to be Camille and I. But, like, for instance, tonight, Glenn Perkins and Alicia Perkins, they're coming over to our house. We're going to tape an episode. So we're going to have local celebrities that are involved and reach out to them and then hear their stories, you know, like, how did they go through, or, you know, how did they get through certain things in their life? How are they balancing it all? And people at different points in their life, like next month we're meeting with Angelina Lawton and Brian Lawton. Brian Lawton, of course, the former North Star, and Angelina is a superstar CEO here in town. And they've got kids that are now in the, you know, high school to college age. And Pete and Lisa Najarian are going to come on in a couple of weeks. So we're getting a lot of different people involved. And with social media, too, there will be, you know, stuff on Facebook and stuff. And we really want to interact with our listeners. So,
Corey, how old are your twins again?
So Cormac, our oldest, is 4. He'll be 5 in November. And then the twins are, they're not quite 3.5 yet. So they just turned 3 in May.
Are you going to have any natural sound of you actually changing the babies? I think you should work that in. I'd like to hear some nat sound.
You don't want to hear it.
Come on. No. Authenticity.
Oh, yeah. No, it's singed and burned into my mind. We can't put it on tape.
I know, that's, it was funny, the title is, Hey, They Grow Up So Fast, and I thought to myself, mine are 16, 13, and 12, and I'm like, boy, honey, it's been a long, hard road for me. I remember every one of those stinky, poopy diapers and sleepless nights. I'm glad for you that it's going fast, but there is a saying that says, you know, the years go fast, but the days are endless.
I was just going to say that. That's, you know, Jordana, that's my experience, and I'm sure that's... Not every day goes fast, right? Like, there are days, oh, my God, in the week. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, it's September again, you know? And then all of a sudden, I mean, I can't – it has not gone fast every day. But then all of a sudden, in full context with perspective, I'm like, well, our oldest is almost 5 and he's in school. Like, that's crazy to think about, because it seems like just yesterday when he was born, although an insane amount has happened during that time.
Yes.
Corey, we look forward to having you on our show often to talk about parenting issues, and we hope to solicit phone calls and texts. And, you know, everybody has a story. Everybody has an anecdote. One bit of advice I'd have for you. My boys now are 31 and 29, and I'm so glad that I've backed up all the photos and the videos I've taken over the years. Like, 3 different spots. I've heard a couple of horror stories from friends who, like, dropped their phones into the toilet or lost their phones and didn't have iCloud turned on, didn't back up using Google, and they were despondent, almost suicidal. I mean, you know, years worth of photos gone. So my only advice to you is 2 or 3 different backups for all the photos that you have on your phone.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll tell you one thing that I started when Cormac was born. I keep a journal, it's right by my bed, but it's a little bit different. So I keep the hard drive on, you know, all the files on our computer. And what I do is every 16th of every month, I write him a page-long journal, just like what he's doing, how he's growing, things that he did, but then also what Camille and I are going through as parents, and giving him context that, you know, eventually he'll read and be like, holy cow, they were, you know, 36 and they were doing this, or they were dealing with that, or they were doing that. And I plan to give it to them at some point. So I've done, 5 years worth, you know, in November.
That's great.
I've done 5 years worth. And I always attach like an art project or a picture or something along with that. And with the twins, I keep just a daily journal next to my bed. So every night I just write like a little thing that they've done. And it's something I'm really proud of to be able to have and to get them to someday, you know.
That's fantastic. Corey and Camille Heppala's podcast is called Hey, They Grow Up So Fast. Corey, where can folks find it?
Yeah, right now, thank you so much. Right now, it's exclusive for our WCCO listeners, because we're so thankful for our listeners and our audience and how they've supported us and you and the entire station. We just have the best audience. So it is exclusive for WCCO listeners. It's WCCORadio.com. It's not anywhere else at this point. Eventually, it'll be rolled out, but it's kind of like a members club only sort of thing.
So, nice. WCCORadio.com. You can search for the podcast, Hey, They Grow Up So Fast. And, of course, you can hear Corey every day, Monday through Friday, on WCCO Radio from 9 to noon. Thank you so much for staying up late with us, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. I look forward to having more conversations soon, and so proud to be a part of your show.
Absolutely.
Take a nap, Corey.
Yeah.
Nap when you can. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Yeah. It's a matter of survival, buddy.
That's what I hear. It's good for your health, too.
That's
absolutely.
All right, have
a good one.
Corey. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
It's great to hear folks, because I listened to the podcast today, and they seem like really good with everything. I tell you, having small kids for me, it nearly put me in the grave. And I'm just being honest with you folks. I'm glad people have better rosy experiences, but...
No. You have amnesia. I think you... Yeah.
No, I remember all the bad stuff. You know, the potty training, the sleepless nights. None of my kids slept. The breastfeeding was really hard for me.
The explosive diarrhea flights. I remember that.
Right. And the vomiting on the airline flights. Oh, my gosh. And the screaming from the car seat. You know, where you can't reach them and they're in the car seat. I remember the bad stuff. That's why when people say to me, oh, they grew up so fast, I'm like, do they now? When is the fast start coming? Because it's been a long, hard road for mama. And I tell you, I love those humans, you know, with all my heart. You know, I cannibalize. I love to eat their faces off. But parenting is no easy task, my friend.
It gets easier when they're in college.
Let me tell you, it gets easier now.
When they launch, when they're making their own money. Yeah.
They're driving, they're making some money, they have jobs, and they're interesting. They come home from school and they have original thoughts, and they can do stuff like calculus and speak Spanish, and they're fascinating now.
Most important job on the planet, being a parent.
For sure.
And it's the only job that doesn't come with a manual.
The hardest.
Right? You just kind of figure it out as you go, but hopefully we'll be getting some good advice, some good tips from Corey as time goes on. Paul and Jordana at Target Field.
What a gorgeous day, Paul.
Hanging out,
Well done.
I'm happy. It's hard not to be happy when the sun is out, when you're at Target Field.
Mm, they're going to crush the Nationals tonight. That's right. Great vendors sitting with us. Up North Trading Company here at Target Field. Right next to us is The Market, a beautiful, beautiful shop. Everybody come and visit The Market. And then the Keep It Sexy Donuts right next to them. And also the Edible Cookie Dough right here at Target Field at Gate 34. Come visit.
By the way, if anybody asks, Minnesota, once again, the third happiest state in the nation.
Well, you heard about the donuts and the edible cookie dough and, you know, the things like have a good poop sign that you can put in your room, in your house. I mean,
what's not to like?
What's not to be happy
about? We are behind Hawaii and Utah. This is from Wallet Hub, based on levels of depression, adequate sleep, sports participation, work hours, unemployment, income growth, volunteer work, divorce rate, and safety. One of the things they said, and this struck me, one thing that doesn't drive happiness is money. Happiness only increases with wealth up to an annual income of $75,000 to $95,000.
One thing that helps.
One thing that can have a big influence on how we feel is where we choose to live.
That's true.
We're glad we live here.
Money can give you security, and it can give you some comfort, and it can, you know, buy you lots of edible cookie dough.
You just like saying edible cookie dough.
Dave St. Peter next from Target Field.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.